Quoting Paul, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, and my interjection, or rather, the state. Recall, the state is how we are reconceptualizing sin in our recontextualization of Paul. Continuing. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Unquote. From the last book by Paul, Hebrews, the 3rd chapter. When we experience consciously the effects of persecution from the global statesman, prince's guidance, ignore them, can become almost a lifeline. And how to do it? Key guidance to share with our brothers and sisters fighting to establish a rule of love globally. I include in persecution the corrosive effect of agents. And let's not forget, as we read further on in Paul, that this, being beset for decades by agents, and one of the things this means is that we cannot know for certain if any of his epistles were ever messed with, either during his lifetime or after his death. He certainly was concerned about this. Folks paid to sow division, discord, and confusion among us, among those who separated to the truth, was a problem Paul had to struggle with. I suspect with little support. I suspect decades of dealing with folks put in his way to undermine him must have been intensely wearying. We are only just now, with the help of Prince, coming to terms with it. But what's instructive is that although it is the method of Jesus and Paul, separating to the truth through a process of hearkening, double-checking all against one's power of reflection, that is the only effective check to it, to this tactic of agent surrounding. It may be that Paul himself stumbled in Socrates' dilemma on the stumbling block of leadership. We shall have to consider this as we think more about leadership under the rule of love. What's for certain is that both the circumstances that inform our understanding of the problem of rule have advanced, and as a result, our understanding of it, particularly its strategy of staying hidden, has advanced, accelerating our requisite reconceptualization of leadership. Leadership in a class system is a form of coercion. force denies the power of our earth gift of thought, which is denying the power of God, of love. So Paul's metaphor of the building of the house applies to our grasp of the infinite. It is a house being built, and Prince has advanced it beyond Paul. This is a pattern of continuous growth under tutelage that is part of our inheritance from the infinite and written, therefore, in the cells of our being. It is as old as we are. Consider again our earlier discussion of Thoth. The role of Thoth, we said, was to continuously return thought, truth through thought to us when we get lost in class. Please listen again to that audio file from our April 30th, 2017 show, Why We Need the Right Story. This is a key aspect, continuously returning to us our thought of the coming of Prince for our achieving our freedom. Power to the ones aware, as Prince says. There's nothing bigger than this. Thank you so much for hanging in. I love you. Stay tuned for the archival shows continuing in the same temporally continuous set of archival shows from last week, April 16 and April 23rd, 2015, followed by October 29, 2017. Stay strong. Till next week. Peace.